Sunday is International Women's Day. This year's theme is Each for Equal, an effort to help create a gender-equal world. Much more about the observation can be found at internationalwomensday.com. We're dipping into our archives to hear a story from 1998, filed by Pete Hartman, about a Habitat for Humanity project in Washington County that was facilitated and built by an all-woman crew. When Pete started working on the story 22 years ago, he first talked with Cheryl Kester, who was the public relations representative for the Habitat for Humanity project.
This is a house that's being built completely by women. It's Habitat for Humanity of Fayetteville's 8th house, and it's going to be completed by July 26th. That's a 23-day build. The motto of Habitat for Humanity is that we're a partnership between Habitat for Humanity and the families that purchase the homes. And I think that partnership analogy is a really good one, because it's a perfect partnership with the volunteers, because they get to come and they give their time. A lot of us have more time than just cold, hard cash. And the volunteers get to learn valuable skills. We have all learned so much on the job. We have skilled contractors who direct the work. The rest of us are completely unskilled labor. So we not only get to feel like we're helping someone, we take something away. And it's especially valuable for women, because there were women here Monday who didn't hardly know which end of a hammer to pick up, and now they're hammering away with the best of them, and they're not hitting too many thumbs. And they feel, they've gained some confidence that they can now take back to their own home, and they can now pound a few nails, or if they have to remodel a house, they can at least talk one-on-one with the contractor.
One of those skilled workers is Nancy Vaughn, who is directing today's framing of the house. Nancy acknowledges that the building of a house in under a month is difficult, but not because of lack of know-how and ability.
Yeah, I think it is a challenge. I think we're fairly on schedule now. We had a bit of about a two-hour break yesterday because of the rain. But I think we're pretty much on schedule. We have a long crew today. This crew that's here today is supposed to be here until 3, and then there's the what we call the elves that come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 8. And so hopefully they'll be able to finish all the framing by the end of this evening.
My job has really been easy because everyone around me is so talented and so enthused about getting the project off and going.
As the crew finishes up lunch, I visit with Vicki Ray Parker, the project coordinator, the one person who has to deal with each aspect of this construction. So I'm a bit surprised to hear her describe her job as easy. She goes on to say that the enthusiasm which surrounds the project helps more than anything.
The first day, we had more people here than it actually had signed up. And then, whenever it was time to leave, no one wanted to leave. I mean, it was like, instead of getting tired at the end of the day, these women are just, you know, like, hey, we need to work some more and get some more stuff done. So we ended up being out here till probably 5:30. And we're actually supposed to leave about 3. This is special. I mean, you know, when you get this many ladies together, and we'll have a total of more than 400 women, when you get that many women behind a project, you know, there's excitement. I mean, you can't, and then it just gets, you know, stronger and stronger. It's like, for instance, our first training meeting, we had 45 people. A week later, we had a little over 100. A week later, we had over 200 ladies. You know, basically, the information was the same, but it was just word of mouth and the people coming and being a part of it. You know, we're building a house, but it's kind of like having a party at the same time. I mean, everyone is just so excited about it.
That's why we had somebody holding it.
As she measures, marks, and prepares to make a cross cut on the end of a 2x4, Michelle tells me that, in fact, she is receiving something for her volunteer work, if nothing more than information gained from the construction that can help her in her own career, architecture.
I've always wanted to have a visual experience of building, because I'm an architect by profession. Mm-hmm. So this is a hands-on experience, and I'm glad that Habitat had this opportunity for women to come in and join. It's because you're building spaces for people to live in, so an additional 6 inches makes a lot of space at site, and you can't see that on paper. It's such a small scale. I mean, things change back here in site. I mean, what you draw sometimes is not practical here.
Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Pete Hartman.
And Pete filed that story for Ozarks at Large in 1998. 98. Habitat for Humanity of Washington County is holding another Women's Build event throughout March. Volunteers, men are welcome too, can register through the Habitat for Humanity of Washington County page on GivePulse.com.